Steve Dion here with thefinalscore.tv, and today I'm joined by head coach of the 3A Pierce County League champion, Lincoln Abe's Misaki Matsumoto. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, we're here to the last week of the regular season, getting all geared up for the playoffs. And, you know, we look back, you open the season against top-ranked O'Day. Fighting Irish were able to win that one 31-14. And then you went on to win seven straight after that en route to that conference title. What would you say was kind of the positive takeaways that you pulled from that game in order to get that string of wins right after that?
Well, a lot of things, you know, and that's the main reason why we scheduled a team like O'Day, because we wanted to see where we were at, you know. The past couple of years, we played a team or we played teams in non-conference that, you know, just didn't challenge us very much, and we really didn't get much out of it. And so we just, you know, we were able to see where we were weak at and made some adjustments. And also, it's important to keep the kids, you know, motivated and not get, you know, not let them get complacent. And so that, I think, you know, they realized, okay, hey, we had a great off season, but, you know, just having a great off season isn't going to get us to our goals. We got to keep, you know, perfecting our craft and keep getting better every week, you know, with our technique and fundamentals. And so I think that game helped us with that.
Definitely. Getting that tough opponent right off the bat really sets the tone. You know, you're here in your second year at Lincoln, returning to your hometown after spending some time coaching down there in L.A., and many people were introduced to you in a video which parents wrote letters to their sons, you know, just telling them how much they love them and stuff like that, and the reaction by the players was really emotional. You know, what are some of your coaching philosophies, your core coaching philosophies? What makes your system successful, and what makes you a little bit different?
Well, our team motto is more than football. And so we try to teach these kids a lot more than football, because at the end of the day, when they're 30 and 40, you know, it doesn't matter if they know how to run ISO or, you know how to catch a ball. But
right,
it's important that they learn through football how to be committed and how to work hard and how to put others first, like their teammates. Because if they can do that, then they're more likely to do that for their future wife and kids. And so we just really try to teach life lessons through the game of football. But also, you know, if we're going to preach hard work and commitment, then we also got to coach good football and, you know, try to win games as well. And so just the combination of just working hard, but also teaching them character, because, you know, I think really to get performance, you know, to get good performance, you gotta start from inside out, you know. And so you gotta work at their heart and try to change their hearts and get them to be committed and to love one another. And then I think the wins on the field and the product on the field is just a byproduct of all that.
So let's take a look at you know, some of those guys who've been some of the biggest contributors on this 2016 Abe's team, you know, from a statistical standpoint, but then also just from like a team morale standpoint.
Yeah, well, the one that stands out is Tristan Kwan, our running back, who's had a phenomenal year. You know, he's carried the ball really hard, and now we're using him a lot more on defense as well. You know, we have some receivers that are making some plays, Cameron Deloney, and then our quarterback, Joey, and just our whole O-line, they've done a great job. You know, we've lost some kids to some injuries, or, you know, some kids left to China for a trip. And, you know, so we've had to scramble a lot of linemen around, but they've done a great job. And our, you know, offensive coaches have done a good job. And I would say on the defensive line, Wilsey's been a consistent player for us, and just really our whole linebacking core, they've done a great job. And you know, they're all returners from last year, so that helps. And then in the back end, again, Tristan Kwan's been great for us. Xavier Huebner, our safety, he's kind of like our quarterback back there, just makes all the calls and knows all the game plans really, you know, inside out. And so those are some of the key guys I would say.
Got a chance to get down to the Lincoln Bowl last Friday and see you guys clinch that league title, knocking off Bonnie Lake, a team that actually was able to beat you guys last year to get the league title. Just talk about the confidence boost that your team got from picking up that victory last Friday.
Yeah, it definitely was. I just think, you know, the main thing was our kids were resilient, and they learned, you know, they've been learning all year because we've had some tough games. But they really, you know, just, again, it was another learning, teaching moment in terms of how to persevere and how to win some tough games, you know, going into the fourth quarter down. And so, you know, last couple of years, this team wasn't tested throughout the season. And then, you know, when playoffs came, we struggled, especially last year, that kind of showed. And so this year, there's been some tough games. We won one in overtime against Auburn Mountain View. You know, we were down a half, you know, against a couple teams or tied. And so, yeah, it was just another great victory coming from behind against a good team. And so hopefully that'll pay off in the playoffs.
I'm here with Lincoln Abe's head coach, Misaki Matsumoto. And coach, before I let you go, we have been talking that you guys are gearing up, you're set for the playoffs. You know, what is going to be the main message to your guys as they get ready for the postseason?
It's not going to change. We just take it one week at a time. We don't worry about who we play on Friday. Obviously, we scout them and, you know, we give them their scouting report and all that, but we don't mention their names. It's not about them. It's about us getting better throughout that week. And then on that Friday, that team just gives us a test to see if we gotten better. And so we try to go 1-0 every week, and we don't focus on the opponent. We just focus on getting better, and hopefully that'll, you know, pave the way to our ultimate goal.
Good stuff. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll keep tabs on you the rest of the stretch here on the postseason.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. There he is, head coach of the Lincoln Aves, Misaki Matsumoto. Don't forget to tune into Varsity Football Live on Sports Radio KJR on Fridays the rest of the season. We'll keep you up to speed throughout the playoffs, presented by thefinalscore.tv, your first stop every day for the best in high school football coverage.